Now the FDA has told four companies that make these drinks, get rid of the caffeine or we'll shut you down. Which is bad news for Rhonda Kalman, because she owns one of those four companies, the one that makes Moonshot. Also with us is Reason Magazine's Nick Gillespie, who says these bans are ridiculous. But Nick, it's to protect us, protect the kids.
Yeah, to protect college students from alcohol. This is a battle.
And caffeine, and they'll get crazy. Yeah.
I was going to say, this has been going on for as long as there have been colleges and universities. You can go back to the Middle Ages, and booze and students go together, like, I guess, beer and caffeine.
But no limits? I mean, we already break the rule about having to be 21. Aren't some drinks more dangerous, maybe?
Yeah, actually, I don't think so. But one of the problems here is it's not even so much about the drink itself, although you can argue about that. But what we do on the college campuses is we tell kids, you can't drink now. You can vote. You can enter a contract. You can go to war. You can die for your country. But if you want to drink and you're going to college, you better go off campus into a basement apartment somewhere and chug like there's no tomorrow, because you don't know when you're going to be able to get drunk again.
All right, Rhonda, let's narrow this to your drink. I mean, here are these other similar products. Mm-hmm. These two are considered okay by the FDA, but yours is not. Why is that?
Well, so far it's considered okay by the FDA.
All right, they haven't been.
I mean, this is clearly a case of the government overreaching, clearly. My Moonshot beer is nothing like these Four Loko drinks, which are high sugar, high alcohol, high caffeinated energy drinks that are juicy drinks, you know, black raspberry, blue raspberry.
All right, but you're talking degree.
So
yours has less alcohol, less caffeine, but yes, it's the same principle. This has just as much alcohol and caffeine.
Likely.
This has more alcohol. Mm-hmm. And the same amount of caffeine, but it's legal because it's natural. It's made from coffee beans, and it's natural, and so the FDA is okay with that.
Well, that's the point. They say that Moonshot is adulterated because I use caffeine.
You add caffeine.
Yeah, so it's the same stuff, only I do this because I want beer lovers to be able to have a beer that tastes like beer, particularly craft beer guys. They like beer.
So what's this going to do to you if it goes through?
At this point, I've had to stop producing it, and with hopes to just gain enough steam to be able to find a way to bring Moonshot back.
And now, you can't minimize the overreach here by the part of the FDA. I mean, when the FDA, or when people worried about adulterated products, it was that producers were sneaking in things they weren't telling consumers were in the product and were potentially harmful. But, you know, this is just absurd. You're advertising a caffeinated beer, and then you're being penalized for selling exactly what you're saying is on the label.
Well, we asked them about it. Why is Moonshot included on your list when it's not marketed to kids and it contains less alcohol than the sugary drinks? They replied, Moonshot was referred to the FDA by state attorneys general on the basis of their concern about the levels of alcohol and caffeine. The FDA determined that the addition of caffeine to this drink is not generally recognized as safe.
They did go on to say that they didn't fully research it either. So they put the onus on the small entrepreneur to have a scientist. But at the end of the day, it's 5% alcohol by volume and less than a half a cup of coffee of natural caffeine. It's a great combination.
And people drink a lot of rum and Coke and Irish coffee and all kinds of mixtures of alcohol and caffeine.
And that's the question here is when. They won't stop here. Where will they stop?
I think it should be banned just because they spilled the beer and it's
it was happy
all
to
over
see
my...
you.
Yeah. Politicians can be so over the top about this. We have one more clip from my senator.
This is more than just a blackout in a can. It's almost a death wish disguised as an energy drink.
A death wish.
These are not blackouts in cans. And, you know, what we should be having instead of bans and wiping out beverages that people like and that people consume responsibly is we should be, especially on college campuses, having a national conversation about how, after a couple hundred years of the American experiment, can we get past the prohibitionist mindset and teach people how to drink responsibly, like they do in France, like they do in Italy, like they do in Spain, and many other parts of the world that aren't so dualistic about you're either wet or you're dry, you're either sober or you are totally wasted.
Well, I'm getting wet now, and I mean, to, at least not all the media was hysterical. At least the Fox affiliate in Philadelphia did an interview with a student who gets it.
I feel like people are still going to drink them anyway, because it's just like, if people, like, it's like when people ban alcohol, like, for kids under 21, they're just going to do it anyway.
Right.
Well, you know, in fact, people will drink less if they are assured of a constant supply. It seems counterintuitive, but the fact is that prohibition will cut overall rates of usage, but it will also spike up really dangerous overindulgence. And that's the situation
binge,
on college
binge
campuses.
Binge drinking on Absolutely. College campuses.
Well,
go ahead.
May I?
You may.
I mean, beer drinkers want this, and why not give it to them? So if you guys want this, you want to try it, you want to bring Moonshot back, go to my website, moonshotbeer.com, sign our petition to bring Moonshot back.
Thank you, Nick Gillespie and Rhonda Coleman. Good luck in your fight with the FDA, though fighting with the government is not a happy thing.